Hey, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Dear Growing Women podcast. How are you doing? I hope all is well. I'm glad to have you back with me again this week for a new episode in season four. And the title of this season, you should know by now, is Say Yes, our Say Yes season. I am elated that you are here and you are joining me on this journey of giving God an authentic, a real, and a certain yes, right? We want our yes to be sure. Just as his promises are sure, our yes is also sure. This is the season where you give God a real, authentic yes. How about that? We are on this journey together. We are doing this one step at a time, setting goals, and we are having courageous conversations in this season. Here we are with episode four, Fix Your Focus. Fix Your Focus. I am undoubtedly probably one of many of you who have a difficult time multitasking, right? I cannot have a conversation and text at the same time. I am unable to. I cannot do it. There is not a bone in my body. There is not a way that my brain works that I could do both of those things at one time. How about you? Is that your thing? I find myself, if I'm reading a text message, of course, you know, when you reply in your head, and you're in a conversation, you reply out loud. The other person has no idea what you're talking about, right? Crazy. It happened to me today, actually. And I just realized I cannot multitask. And so sometimes some of my friends think that I am being funny when I'm texting and I don't respond right then. It's because I cannot do both things at one time. There are probably some other things too, if I sit and actually think about it, that I just cannot multitask and do at the same time. But we as women, we multitask at life. In some instances, we can't help it, right? We're moms, we're wives, we are girlfriends, we are co-workers, we are bosses, we are entrepreneurs. We are doing all the things. We are supervisors and managers. We are in school. We are doing the things, right? And life requires us to multitask at times. But this is a season of your life where you cannot afford to have your attention split between too many things. Your life is hanging on the balance here. Your future is hanging on the balance. And we want to make sure that as you move forward, that you are equipped to handle the work that God is putting in your hands. And you cannot do it distracted. So let's read Mark chapter 8, starting at verse 34. And I think I'm stopping at verse 37. I'm going to read from the Message translation this time. Calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, "Anyone," and this is Jesus speaking, "anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat. I am. Don't run from suffering. Embrace it. Follow me and I'll show you how. Self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way. My way to saving yourself, your true self. What good would it do to get everything you want and lose you, the real you? What could you ever trade your soul for?" Here we are in our society, especially the American culture. The thing is to be productive, right? We wake up, we want to be productive. Everything is so tightly scheduled that there are no moments for spontaneity. There are no moments for downtime, really. Even our self-care, we schedule it in, right? Because we are so busy being productive and busy doing all the things. In this particular passage of scripture, Jesus is speaking to those who desire to follow him. He is speaking to those who desire everlasting life, right? The people who have been following him, the crowds, all of the people that he healed and had come into contact with, those people had to give up something in order to follow him. But we live in a society where giving up something seems like you are failing at life. Not being able to do everything makes people feel less significant, not important, unproductive, right? At times, being productive, and I say productive very loosely, being busy is no help at all. Being busy is actually a distraction. How many times have you found yourself upset about something? And instead of sitting in that emotion that you're feeling in order to come out of it, what you do is make yourself busy to distract your mind from it. We avoid feeling, we avoid seeing things that are difficult. We avoid sitting in the fact that maybe we have some fault in something. In this life of ours, actually sitting in those feelings and sitting in those emotions for a moment, like, it's helpful to move forward. It's helpful to gain tools. It's helpful for growth. Jesus declares in this passage of scripture that if you want to follow him, you have to give up and deny yourself, right? We have to let Jesus, we have to let the Lord be our driver. We cannot drive and then expect the Lord to drive too. Picture it, you and someone else sitting in a driver's seat. If you took driver's ed, you know. You know you're in the car and you're sitting behind the wheel and you have some control, right? But not really, because the driver's ed teacher over there has a brake. The driver's ed teacher has some control also, right? There is nothing like you trying to do what needs to be done and losing control. Losing control unwillingly, when we can just let the Lord drive off gate automatically. After asking the Lord to search your heart and search your mind, he's going to reveal some things. And your automatic response is going to be, well, I need to fix this. I need to fix that. I need to fix that. I need to fix that. And you take it on to yourself to accomplish those things. And the Lord is not asking of that from us. He's not asking us to fix it ourselves. He's asking that we set our gaze and our focus on him so that he can lead us. In order to be led, you have to follow. In order to be led, you have to be okay with not being in control. That hurts, okay? I am, in a way, I can be somewhat of a control freak, right? I try to think of every possible scenario that I can think of and try to plan for it. And when I do that, I end up more stressed out than probably I should be. And then by the time the actual thing happens, I've already prepared for worst case scenario, right? I often can't feel that moment. If it's successful, I can't feel it. If it fails, well, I planned for that. And that's not the kind of life that I want to live, you know? Jesus says that we need to deny ourselves. We need to sacrifice ourselves, sacrifice what productivity looks like, sacrifice what our agendas and our plans and our goals are. When we sacrifice them and yield them to the Holy Spirit, we are giving the Lord full control. We are giving him permission to be Lord over our lives. There are so many instances, there are so many people that I know that would say, if I knew then what I know now, things would have gone differently. If you knew then the Lord as Savior or the Lord as Master, if you knew him back then like you do now, what a difference our decisions would be. This is the time and season of your life where your yes is contingent upon your sacrifice. What are you willing to give up to be authentically who God created you to be? What are you willing to lay on the chopping block? The Lord has searched your mind. The Lord has searched your heart. And the Lord has pulled some things up. What are you willing to sacrifice for him to get the glory out of your life? Suffering is a thing. It's going to come. And it's just like a plant. but even plants have to be pruned. God is pruning us. We've asked him to seize things that, you know, after he searches our heart and searches our mind, we ask him to take things. And there are some things that the Lord will take. There are some things that we have to lay down. And our flesh is one of them. Our lives, we have to lay that down. In the same way that Jesus laid down his life on Calvary, we have to lay it down. We have to pick up the burden of Christ. The scary part is the in-between. Like, God, what happens in between the time I pick up my cross and the time I reach the destination, right? That's the scary part for us. But I believe in my heart that if we take time and take moments to really say, okay, God, this particular thing right here, I lay this down. You have to set it in your mind to say, okay, in this area of my life, Lord, I'm not going to be distracted. This is a non-negotiable for me. I cannot multitask this thing. I need the Lord to cleanse me from this. I need the Lord to help me build this area of my life. And then you set your focus on him and him alone. When you set your focus, fix your focus, set your gaze. When you do that, what you are showing God is, you know what? I'm letting you lead the way. I have no fight left in me. I've tried it my way. My way didn't work. So I'm sacrificing myself. I'm sacrificing everything that concerns me, turning it over to your hands and allowing you to do what you do. It's not easy, but it's worth it. That's where I am. It's not easy, but something in me tells me that it's worth it. So I am intentionally learning to lay things down at the feet of Jesus, to take it to the Lord in prayer. I'm intentionally working on that, setting my affection on that, learning that when I pray about a thing, to just leave it there. That's one of my things that I'm just focusing on God with. Like, Lord, you know, I need to take this, leave it there. But then I also have to be mindful that I have to adjust my behavior. When you fix your focus, you adjust your behavior. The behavior of wanting to be in control, I need to adjust that. I need to tone that all the way down and let the Lord be the driver, right? Let him drive and let him be the I am that he is. There is nothing in this world, on this earth, there is nothing that you should trade your entire soul for on account of being productive and being busy. Lord, if I don't have all of this, can I be satisfied with you? Lord, if I don't become all of the things in my career that I desire, can I be satisfied with you? I came to tell you today that it is worth taking up your cross, exchanging your burden for his. It is worth letting him be the driver of your life. It is worth sacrificing yourself in your flesh. It is worth it. The steps that I have taken, I've been so glad. And I've seen the small wins as being worth it. So the more that I grow to love God, the more that I grow in his word, the more that I grow in relationship and intimacy with him, the more I grow to the point where I'm sacrificing myself daily. The more we grow to that point, the more worth it will be. So I don't know if you are sacrificing an ideal, if you are sacrificing a desire, whatever it is that you are willing to give up to follow Christ wholeheartedly and authentically, I just believe that he will make it worth your while. I just believe that. I truly, truly, truly believe that. And as we do this together, because there's levels to this, right? We don't come into it and just it's like a full overhaul, right? We don't come into it like that. It's steps to this. And every day you show up, every day you lay yourself down, lay your flesh down. Every day that you are obedient to the Holy Spirit, every day that you grow in intimacy with the Holy Spirit, it's you showing God like this, like I really want this. My focus is you. My focus is not me. My focus is not my family. My focus is not my career. My focus is not my degree. My focus is you. And so however you have planned my life to be, I trust you. There's a song by Donnie McClurkin that he has. It's called I Trust You. And every single time I hear that song, I just burst out into tears because it's like, do you trust me enough to lay down what you think you need? Do you trust me enough to lay down your life, to lay down your flesh? Do you trust me enough to take up your cross and suffer? Do you trust me enough to embrace the suffering? Do you trust me enough for it? And on that note, let's pray. Father, I thank you for this moment. I thank you for these words, and I'm hoping that something is said that will encourage, that something is said that will challenge, and that something is said that will help us grow. It is my prayer, Lord, that these words reach ears that need them, and they begin to heal hearts that need it. I thank you that through vulnerability, that we are connecting with you, becoming more intimate with you, and learning how to let you drive, because you are the I Am. I appreciate your grace. I appreciate your mercy. I appreciate your kindness towards us. I thank you that you left the 99 to come and get us. I thank you that you shepherd us with such care, that you shepherd us with such love, that you shepherd us with purpose in mind. So God, in this season of our lives, we set our affections, we set our focus, and we set our gaze on you. No one else will do. We recognize in this moment that anything that we have put before you, we have made an idol. So God, I thank you for even tearing down idols in this season of our lives. And anything that is exalting itself against you, I thank you that you will bring it down through the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you for every listener. I thank you for every device that will play this and every place that it will be heard, that it will be a reminder to someone that when you see them, let it be a reminder that you see them, that you care about them, and that you are concerned about every little thing concerning them. Thank you for who you are. I thank you for who we're learning you to be. And I thank you for who we will learn you to be as we become more intimate with you. Reveal more of yourself to us. I thank you so much for all of your blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.